Joe Biden's niece, Caroline, avoids jail time for DUI. By Catherine Rodriguez on December 20, 2020. President-elect Joe Biden's niece, Caroline Biden, avoided jail time for a DUI after pleading guilty to the charge December 3. Instead, the judge sentenced the 33-year-old Biden to 20 days to 6 months of confinement, according to Pennsylvania court records. The confinement, as part of the plea deal, included the 20-day stint she spent in rehab, the New York Post reported. She also received 5 months of probation as part of the plea deal. She will be on probation, should she then violate or break the law at any time. Then she will be on the hook for the rest of the sentence, Kate Delano, a DA spokesperson, told the Post. Caroline, daughter of James Biden, was arrested in Lower Merion Township, Pennsylvania, in August 2019 after she plowed her car into a tree. The arresting officer noticed that Caroline, who was driving without a license at the time, had difficulty focusing on the conversation when being questioned. Caroline's car contained pill bottles for controlled substances such as cariziprodol and lorazepam. A blood test later confirmed those drugs were in her system, along with other drugs. Her arraignment hearing was held on November 4, one day after Election Day. Biden's niece has a history of run-ins with the law and avoiding jail for her alleged misdeeds. In 2013, she got into a fight with a roommate over a rent dispute and hit a police officer. She was arrested on charges of harassment, resisting arrest, and obstruction of justice. Caroline managed to avoid jail in that instance when the court ordered her charges be dropped after 6 months so long as she stayed out of trouble and remained in the Delray Beach, Florida, rehab facility where she was staying for 3 additional months for drug and alcohol problems. She avoided jail again in 2018 when a Manhattan criminal court sentenced her to 2 years probation for stealing more than $100,000 in a credit card scam. As part of the sweetheart deal, Biden's niece also completed 10 days of community service at a children's hospital, paid back the $110,810 she stole, and agreed to stay out of trouble.